down to about 9, and my president let me know by next week I better be down to 3. But we're working very hard. We're about to close that situation. But what we're doing, we're looking at making sure that we have someone who can recruit from Chicago. All the other teams in the country come to Chicago to recruit basketball players, and we're losing them. We feel if we get the right person in that position, we can gain this control, and some of our top players will want to stay here and play in our Jones Convocation Center.
But you haven't been able, if my limited understanding of sports generally, is that you, in order to recruit, you know, that people come for the coach and also a little bit for the school, but they come for the coach.
Right.
And what that coach is able to
bring to
do
the table.
For, you know, do for them in terms of possible opportunities after college. So have we missed the recruiting season?
We had recruiting going on this year. We have recruited. But in terms of when a new coach comes in, for him to recruit is going to be
following you. You're going to be stuck with what you've done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Where we are. Yeah, that footprint is there.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So yeah, I agree with the president that this is something that, you know, needs to be completed sooner rather than later.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm assuming that you'll have this wrapped up in a couple of weeks.
Yes, we will.
To a large extent, we have missed the prime recruiting season to a large extent.
Okay. But we've gotten some commitments from some good players to join us on the basketball court here.
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Yeah, we have. And that coach will probably bring a lot more.
Okay.
The right coach. The other things is, well, I have to talk about the athletic banquet on page 24. We've done that. We've met that one. That was last Friday night. We had 126 athletes, and out of those athletes, we had 42 athletes that was on the athletic director's honor roll with between 3.0 and 3.9 GPAs. We had 4 other athletes who was on the president's honor roll. We had 4.0. And doing that in our athletic banquet was very important for these kids to have one. They haven't had one in 10 years. So it gives back to the athletes and let them know we appreciate it. So it went off very well. And the parents were there. We had it in the Jones Convocation Center.
That's nice.
Yeah.
With regards to that athletic banquet, I was able to take a look at it. I participated in part of it. And it was really, scale of 1 to 10, it was about a 10. Well put together. The awards for the young men and young ladies was just stellar. You know, I was proud to be able to see what we were giving our young men and our young ladies. And then for us not to have done this in 10 years, and for us to have stepped out this time for the first time in 10 years, it really speaks well. It will give a lot of incentive to those freshmen, sophomores, and juniors that are behind them. But equally as important, Madam Chair, we hope to develop a video from it and use that as a recruitment aid. So that when the young kids and juniors and seniors in high school can see the real class A awards banquet that was given, it can help attract young men and young ladies. So I was quite impressed last Friday with what I saw.
Thank you.
So at the end of probably our next fiscal year, in addition to having some academic success from our athletes, we expect to see some winning games.
Oh, yeah. our women's tennis team, they were favored to win the championship, but they came in third place. But next year, they promised me they're going to come back. They did win the independent championship the previous year, uh-huh. And they are being awarded with rings for that championship.
Okay.
So that was at the banquet, so we're doing pretty well.
Okay. Madam Chair, I mean, you know, 2 things, just looking at it. You know, one, we have to have three things. We have to have the athletes on the floor, no question about it. We have to have the coaching staff. But then we also have to have the back of the house. And not addressing this, the athletes, not addressing the coaching staff, the back of the house is what we really must put in place, because that allows us to be able to order equipment on a timely basis. That allows us to be able to position ourselves in order to recruit on a timely basis with a strategy and a plan. That allows us to plan our trips so that we can actually save dollars. You know, we can order our tickets now and do it in a more strategic way. The back of the house is what has really got us in trouble in the past. And part of the reason why it got us in trouble is because we never did get our budget approved for the athletic program on a timely basis. For the first time at the June board meeting, we will have our budget approved. I won't say for the first time, but I'll say for the first time. You know, we will have the budget approved for the athletics department on a timely basis, so that now the back of the house will be able to do some strategic planning and execution of a tight management, and one can be held accountable for what one does in the back of the house, so that it does not negatively affect the young men who are on the court and the young ladies.
And that's Mr. Sippich.
Correct.
Tall order.
And Mr. Davis.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Trustee Hill and Trustee Scott. For the record, I am C. Cole Dillon, Chief Information Officer at Chicago State. And I would just like to briefly discuss a couple of things that is in my written report. Probably the most important thing is the replacement of the banner machine. In my written report, I discussed that machine is 16 years old and that we had previously gotten quotes for replacement of that machine at about $500,000. Subsequent to those bids, which we had received from both HP and Dell, who are the two major provider of service systems, we were able to go back to HP and negotiate a different agreement with HP, which would provide for the replacement of the banner machine for both production and test systems, get new machines to host a virtual server farm, which is critically important to Chicago State because we have restrictions on our energy consumption, to implement Active Directory, which is really needed for security on our network. We will also implement Microsoft Exchange for faculty and staff email, and to have a BlackBerry Enterprise server to allow those faculty members and administrative staff who use BlackBerry services to have current and state-of-the-art services, and to replace content management servers, which serve up our web services, which are currently end of life, and external DNS directories. New servers for the Informatica solution, which has previously been approved by the board, and network storage. Network storage is really important to CSU. Right now, we take our banner system down at midnight every night, and we don't bring it back up until 6 o'clock in the morning. Which means that we lose 6 hours of potential productivity for anybody who would want to use banner data, as well as this spring we were able to bring up the Luminous project, which provides services to CSU students. And when banner goes down, Luminous goes down as well, because there's a dependency between the two. So we want to be able to provide Luminous service to our students 24/7, which means that we had to find a way to be able to keep banner up 24 hours a day. All that being said, at the time that I wrote my report, the price that we had received from HP was $430,000 for all of those servers, which is a significant advantage over just getting a $500,000 price for the banner servers. I went back and requested a best and final price from HP, which they came back with at $393,000. So that is their best and final price. At this point, we have two options with respect to replacing the system. One is to finance it through HP Financial, which they have given us a quote. and the other is to finance it through the state facility for leasing, which is through the Bank of America. So I've now gotten a quote from the Bank of America. However, the Bank of America gave me a monthly payment rate and has not yet disclosed its factor, which is necessary to be able to competitively compare what they're offering us versus what we're being offered by HP. But they are both in the same ballpark, and it would cost us roughly $110,000 per year to be able to lease these services from either HP or the Bank of America. The advantage that the Bank of America has is that it is the state's preferred leasing agency. So as soon as I can get the additional details from the Bank of America, then I will discuss that with both Vice President Glenn Meeks and Nathan Tindall, who is the purchasing director, to choose which financing authority we will go with, and then we will replace that system. By securing all of this hardware, effectively what that means for Chicago State is that we will have entirely refreshed its server-based hardware. When I joined Chicago State in November of 2009, all of its server hardware, as well as all of its network hardware, I deemed to be obsolete, meaning that it had not been replaced since prior to 2000. Most of that hardware is refreshed on a 4 to 5 year basis. And one of the reasons that I'm recommending that the university switch to leasing versus purchasing is such that we would have the capability of refreshing the hardware on a current basis and being able to refresh it every 4 or 5 years. So we just have a little bit to conclude to get that finalized, but we are very close in being able to finalize that. Just so you know, that the Informatica project that you previously approved is dependent upon us acquiring hardware. So once we acquire the hardware in this deal with HP, we'll be able to go forward with that. In my report, I discussed that we did come live on the Cougar Connect portal on March 15th, which was on time and on budget. And there's a lot of usage going around the university. The library team built a front door to library services within the portal to encourage the use of library services by students. And I'll just step back a minute and talk about the Cougar Connect portal. This is technology that students would expect to see on any college campus, which previously had not been available at Chicago State. So it's a single sign-on for all student services, for their email services, for to be able to connect to BlackBerry or Moodle, which is where we offer online services, to be able to get their financial services, their bills, to be able to register online. All of that now is in a single place, in a single sign-on. So students at Chicago State now have the same access to technology as you would have at any university anywhere in the country. Network services is something that I talked about briefly when I came here, that the system and services were obsolete. The network services failed daily. When I joined in November, we have been able to provide network services to the university which don't fail and which are estimated to be 5 times faster than the network when I joined here. So in my report, I talk about adding some additional network services, one of which is called BOB, which is short for Business Over Broadband. What that does for the university is it provides a second source of broadband network services. Right now, our broadband network services are with AT&T. If AT&T suffered a catastrophic loss, the entire campus would go down. And the expectation for Chicago State is, even if AT&T goes down, we should be able to continue to operate. And by bringing in BOB, we will have a second set of network services which will allow us to operate even if one of our vendors would go down. In my report, I also discuss a technology called Maru. One of the things that students have repeatedly asked for is the ability to have network connectivity between the buildings. So each one of the buildings, it has wireless network capability, but if you go outside of the building, then you lose your network connection. So we have investigated and set aside funds for a service called Maru, which is a state-of-the-art single-channel service. And single-channel is important from a technology perspective, because what it means is once you enter campus and you authenticate your device, then the system will know that you're there, and it won't matter what building you're in or whether you're outside, it knows that you're there. Right now, the system that we have is appliance dependent. So whatever appliance that you log into, if you walk away from that appliance, when you get to the next one, you must log in again. So what we are attempting to provide to Chicago State through IT and network services are state-of-the-art services, so such that the students at Chicago State will have as good an IT experience as they will have anywhere in this country. I have nothing further.
Thank you.